You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Today we have Alston Mwanza from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, Conservation Office of Sites, and we'll be talking about balance in nature, the importance of maintaining biodiversity, and nature's equilibrium. He will join us right after this break.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Keep safe and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. In the previous segment, I mentioned we have Alston Mwanza. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's get into the questions. How does biodiversity contribute to the balance in nature?
Thank you very much for that question. Biodiversity is everything you see in nature. Mm-hmm. So what it does, actually, is to complement each other. Mm-hmm. In spatial associations that most of the time, us as humans do not understand. So across the season, there is a way in which animals and plants relate in their natural setting. So, by having a high number of species in an area of animals and plants, it assures stability.
Okay. And so then, in line with the illegal bushmeat trade, what negative effects does this have on biodiversity?
So, the challenge of bushmeat trade is that it happens in indiscriminate. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of balance in nature, what we see is that when animals are hunted, mm-hmm. or bushmeat trade,
yes,
we have less of those targeted animals remaining in nature. Mm-hmm. So each animal that you see in the bush has a special function, has a special role. Mm-hmm. So when you eliminate it because you want to sell the meat, it means that the space that is occupied or the function that is performed by that particular species, mm-hmm. is left unattended to. And what you are likely to see is that another animal will try to come and occupy that space. It mm-hmm. may overdo or underperform, creating imbalances in nature, which has several effects, which include some species becoming more in that area and depleting the resource for which most of the species depend on. So the relationship is altered, mm-hmm. leading to exponentially to disease. Mm-hmm. It can lead to other animals disappearing. If, for example, animals depend on each other, so if the animal that is helping others to survive, mm-hmm. wipes out, then those animals that are benefiting from it will likely also disappear, therefore creating imbalances in nature.
Okay, so let's talk about nature's equilibrium. How is nature's equilibrium disturbed by the illegal bushmeat trade?
So illegal bushmeat trade actually creates imbalances in a form that the way it is done, people do not actually consider whether it is male or whether it is female, whether it is a young animal. They just hunt and take away the animal. And what you see is that the population structure in the first place will be disturbed. So think about animals like families. Mm-hmm. What happens when you take away the parents? The chance of survival for the young ones is actually not assured.
Right.
So equilibrium is disturbed when people hunt animals for bush meat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing a situation where the population can't thrive, can't survive, so the life of the entire population is threatened by illegal bushmeat. So illegal bushmeat should not have any space, because even when illegal hunting takes place, there are specific procedures based on science on how it is conducted. But illegal bushmeat doesn't consider anything like that. They find any animal at their earliest convenience, they hunt down, and then they don't care what happens after that hunt.
So then, how do we reverse the effects of poaching?
So there are a number of approaches we can take to reverse the effects of hunting. Because the bushmeat trade, once it happens, it takes away species from a population. So animals are hunted out, and then we have less of them remaining.
Mm-hmm.
So how to reverse this is we should be thinking about restocking areas which have less animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we should also be creating awareness, educating people, and to create that connection between the animals and the people, so that people be aware that the animals that are hunted for bushmeat trade, they have to be there first and foremost. Secondly, we have also to continue with enforcement on the ground for the people who do not follow the law in the way they conduct business, they must be brought before the court.
Okay.
So by doing so, we ensure that poaching is reduced, and then we have a thriving population and high diversity of animals and plants in our country.
Okay. So then finally, now, practically speaking, what can the general public do to help curb the illegal bushmeat trade from your standpoint?
First and foremost, members of the general public should be humble when they see people engaged in illegal bushmeat.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say so? It's because any animal that is hunted illegally is actually an animal stolen from the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So animals belong to the people.
Right.
So if they buy illegal bushmeat, what it means is that they are buying their own animal in the first place. So what we should do, practically, as members of the general public, that's also inclusive,
yes,
is not to buy anything illegal. Any illegal meat should not have a space. We shouldn't purchase that. The members of the public should not buy illegal bushmeat. By doing so, it means they are reducing on the demand. The demand drives all these illegal activities. So if you buy, it means people engaged who have nowhere to sell. Secondly, they should provide awareness. These crimes take place in our community, and they are committed by our friends, by our relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So members of the public should extend that education, that awareness to their neighbors, their friends, and their relatives, not to engage in community trade.
Mm-hmm.
Then members of the public also have a duty to report illegal conduct to the relevant authorities, so that the law can take its course.
Awesome. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you today, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Listeners, we have more to come right after this break. Don't go away.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Crime prevention fact.
Did you know? A single pangolin digs through the earth, aerating and enriching the soil, and eating an estimated 70 million insects annually, primarily ants and termites? Not only is the pangolin sustaining the balance of its ecosystem, but is benefiting any humans in the area living in wood houses.
Know the facts. Be informed. Be informed.
And now for some info on our local game meat suppliers. When did you get into the legal game meat business?
Well, that was in 2018, on the 27th of September.
Okay. And where did you obtain your trading license?
I got my license at the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, formerly known as ZAWA.
Okay. So then what would you say are the dangers of consuming illegal bushmeat?
One thing that people should know is game meat, they also have diseases. So if they buy from illegal, the poachers, that I would say, some of them don't tell if an animal has got diseases or not. So when people consume that type of meat, they'll definitely get sick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So apart from that, of course, all people know that illegal game meat is a crime. So they may be or find themselves in prison for about 7 years.
Mm.
Yes.
And so then how much is a kg of legal game meat, and how often is this meat available?
Mostly it's from per kg, that is 50, 60, the maximum 150 kg.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. For more information on legal game meat suppliers, visit our website, www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know many species of animals, such as elephants, are responsible for the distribution of plant seeds, and hence a local extinction of elephants has a heavy consequence for local vegetation? These changes in vegetation affect other animals along the food chain, and the circle continues.
Know the facts. Be informed.
Be informed.
Enjoy this, guys. This is what your granddad used to love. It's bushmeat.
Yummy! I hope it's legal, Dad. I heard on the radio that...
Never mind that. Eat up. It's good.
Walia is right. This is not a game. Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be honest and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now for some stories making the headlines. We harm nature to our own detriment. Wildlife is one of the important components of our environment, with an essential role in ecological and biological processes that keep ecosystems in check. The degradation of the environment, the air we breathe, food we eat, the water we drink, and ecosystems which sustain us, is estimated to be responsible for at least a quarter of the global total burden of disease. Conservation project to restore biodiversity in Iteji Teji. According to the Ministry of Tourism and Arts, 22,480 square kilometers is hosting about 837 species of animals. Kafue National Park stands out as the largest gem of wildlife in Zambia. It is a protected area, and these include national parks and game management areas. These are crucial to environmental protection and sustainable resource use. They can generate tourism revenue that boost economies and are crucial to mitigation and adaptation of climate change. Conserve nature, wildlife. President Lungu's first intimated this subject when he addressed the National Assembly and called on Zambians to actively participate in preserving nature and also reducing activities that accelerate climate change. He went on to reiterate that when he addressed the 74th United Nations National General Assembly in New York, stating that lack of concern for conserving nature continues to frustrate the efforts of improving the living standards of poor people. President Lungu has called for concerted global collaborative efforts to formulate mitigation and adaptation strategies. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention
fact. Did you know, if Africa was to lose its iconic species, this would create a huge financial impact on the continent, most likely resulting in job losses, particularly in the tourism industry, which currently employs around 8 million people?
Know the facts. Be informed. Be
informed. And that's all we had for you today. We hope you learned something today about balance in nature, the importance of maintaining biodiversity, and nature's equilibrium. Be sure to follow us on our social media platform, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Please tune in again next week for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I'm your host, Seyafunda Funda. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia. Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.